Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the ripple effect from the attacks in Pittsburgh at the synagogue are being revealed. And now a grief-stricken Pittsburgh, as the Washington Post says this morning, readies itself for the funerals. And many are pushing back against a presidential visit.
Well, there are. The rabbi at the synagogue has said he's my president, he's welcome. Nevertheless, there are many people in Pittsburgh who are just furious because they realize, and they realize correctly, that this president has sowed the seeds of anger among people. That's his MO. He knows it. He's bragged about it. He's happy with it. And he has created what we are looking at now. I have no doubt about that. I don't think he has any doubt about that. But he, of course, has one main mantra: never apologize for anything you may have done. But we have a president who does not believe in healing. He believes in tearing people asunder. And that is exactly what he has done. The result is what we are seeing, in my opinion, in Pittsburgh. It's just awful. His ratings, apparently, are in free fall right now, David. And as a result, they have to do something. So what they're going to do is move on out to Pittsburgh today, despite the fact that so many people there just don't want him. I wouldn't be one bit surprised to see a tremendous reaction to his being there, and it won't be positive. There are going to be many people who are really angry about this. After all, this is the worst example of anti-Semitism in this country that we have ever seen. And he's going to bring his son-in-law, Jared, and his daughter, Ivanka, both of whom say that they are, and we have no reason to believe, not Orthodox Jews. Nevertheless, it is a president who has fostered this kind of anger that has created the kinds of things that we are seeing now. We've never seen anything quite like it. We're seeing it. And it's because of him. I don't know how else to say it, but it is a disgrace.
And prosecutors, of course, will seek the death penalty for the shooter, Robert Bowers.
Well, you know, there are many people who don't believe in the death penalty. I always go back and forth myself. You see something like this, and you say, why should all these wonderful people be dead and he is alive? Nevertheless, the people who have real doubts about the death penalty and who are adamantly against it can point to the fact that people have been convicted, put to death, who didn't do it. And we find that out later. It seems to me, and it always has, that this is the one reason to be against the death penalty. You put somebody in a jail cell, Mario Cuomo used to say, the only thing they'll hear for the rest of their life is the sound of the toilet seat going up and down. It is a terrible thing to go through. On the other hand, you are alive and you are breathing. And I don't think there are many people who think this guy deserves to be breathing. So that debate will go on. And my bet is that we're going to see a death penalty in this case.
How about Chancellor Angela Merkel, Alan, of Germany, taking her first concrete steps to move away from political life, saying she would give up leadership of the Conservative Party while vowing to finish out her term as chancellor until 2021?
Well, she's terrific. And in the absence of Trump playing a role in the moral leadership of the world, we have a woman who really has done a superb job. But, you know, I've often wondered, being somewhat cynical, how she could get away with it. You know, she did all the right things, the things that we can all admire. She showed herself to be really the leader of the free world. She admitted people who desperately needed to get away from the kinds of terrible circumstances that they faced, and she said, "You're welcome in this country." I've always felt, as an East German herself, and she is, and a scientist, she's always known that Germany had a past. She knew what people think. You say the word Germany, and, you know, people think of 30s and 40s and Hitler and the rest. And she was determined to show that Germany was something else, and she did. You can only admire somebody like that. But sooner or later, the sand in the hourglass runs out, and it has for her. But she's held on for a long time, many, many years, and my respect is unlimited for her.
We're hearing now that the President of the United States is sending 5,200 troops to the border in response to migrants, the so-called caravan. Alan, that's quite a few troops.
Even people like Matt Drudge and others have said this is not an invasion. It's not an invasion. The Republican talking point is this is an invasion. The whole idea is to get people scared, get them worked up, and say these people are coming here to hurt us. But they are not, of course. They are, in fact, fleeing for their lives. And it is something that many of us can understand because the history of this world is filled with examples of this kind of migration. Nobody's saying that they should be allowed to walk right into the United States. There are procedures. You fill out forms, you say why you're coming, and then that decision has to be made. But David, to put this kind of terrible accusation on these people in order to win an election is really awful.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Alan, thank you.
David, thank you. And it's a sad day in America as we begin to bury these wonderful people in Pittsburgh who sure didn't deserve what they got.
Our hearts go out to all.